Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Conservation Director Mike Wallace. So the Raccoon River Valley Trail here in Dallas County is obviously one of the big conservation areas here for the county, and it's really a big pull. A lot of people come out to see the trail. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what some of the plans are going to be for the Raccoon River Valley Trail here in 2022?
Yeah, of course, we're constantly taking care of it from a maintenance side. Been dealing with some weather issues here, just trying to do the cleanup from this winter with high winds and things. But yeah, for 2022, we don't have anything major planned for the Raccoon River Valley Trail. There's some local communities that may be doing some things in town, but no major reconstruction or repairing at this point in time for this season for the Raccoon River Valley Trail. We've got some other projects, trail projects, that will be happening yet this year, but nothing major on the Raccoon River Valley Trail for 2022.
Now, when we're talking about the Raccoon River Valley Trail specifically, there are a couple of projects that are in the works or want to be in the works for some things that need to be done or want to be done on the trail. And at a recent Dallas County Board of Supervisors meeting, there was some money that is going to be going towards those specific projects. So could you just talk to us a little bit about what those projects are, how much money the Raccoon River Valley Trail projects will be receiving, and how that feels to have that go towards those projects?
You're referring to the decision by the Board of Supervisors to allocate some of their American Rescue Plan funds for trail projects for Dallas County Conservation Board. And that $5 million is designated for trail projects, some of which will be for the work we're doing on our Raccoon River Valley Trail to High Trestle Trail Connector Project, which is building the trail from Perry to Woodward. And also those funds will be used for the continuation of the South Loop Raccoon River Valley Trail Bridge Rehab Project, which we started a couple years ago. And the first phase of that was from Adel to Redfield, where we went in and completely redid all the bridges in that segment and did some overlay. So the funds that were allocated by the Board of Supervisors will be used to help out with both of those projects.
Now, in terms of those two projects, those are obviously some big projects here for the Raccoon River Valley Trail. So for you, you know, how does it feel to have that support from the county and that help that's going to be able to probably go a long ways to assisting in these projects?
Right. Obviously, that money came out of nowhere. It's part of the federal money that was allocated, and those funds can help us leverage existing funds we've already raised, private funds and also other county funds that have been delegated for trail projects. It also will help us with leveraging a couple future grants that we would be applying for. And at least on paper, kind of both projects, the connector and the South Loop Rehab, we are real close, at least on paper, that this money will help us get this over the top. But as we know, you know, current conditions in the world are dictating, you know, the costs and prices of everything are really high. Fuel is really high. So because of that, it may be a little more tough to get all of that done with the current cost estimates and the current money available. So this certainly is a great big shot in the arm, but we still got a little bit more work to do to continue to raise some additional funds just to complete everything 100% like we'd like to.
Now, when we're talking specifically about those projects, you know, last year was a time where the Raccoon River Valley Trail was inducted to the Rails to Trails Conservancy Hall of Fame, really just noting how important and well-known the Raccoon River Valley Trail is for not only people here in Iowa, but throughout the country. You know, how important are these two projects going to be to furthering that?
Well, I would say in Central Iowa, the two biggest main attraction trail systems we have are the High Trestle Trail and the Raccoon River Valley Trail. So obviously getting the connector done, which in essence is an extension of the High Trestle Trail to the town of Perry, you're combining both of the two most popular trails, and with that comes the trail users. And so a lot more trail users will be utilizing the various communities from both trail systems now because there's no longer a gap.
Now, when we're talking about Dallas County Conservation Board as well as the Raccoon River Valley Trail, you know, as the weather starts to get a little bit warmer, what are some things and what are some of the most favorite activities for people as they get out on the trail?
Well, bicycling is the number one activity on our paved trail system. And yeah, with the kind of odd weather we've been having this late winter, early spring, not quite as many people have been out there as they would like and as we would like to see. But the warmer temperatures are just, you know, not too far away, and then we'll see a lot of people again. And the odd weather we've had where we've had like 75 degrees for a day and then the very next day it's back down to 40s, at least on the warm days, you see a lot of people on the trail. So when they can, they're taking advantage of it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people with cabin fever that are still waiting to get out there. Our staff have been cleaning up from the winter activities, replacing signs and posts and downed tree limbs and those types of things. So the trail is wide open and ready to go. It's just Mother Nature needs to help us out a little bit with the weather.
Now, just one thing here with the Raccoon River Valley Trail, as well as activities that the Dallas County Conservation Board hosts throughout the year. You know, what would you want to say to get people out and about on the trail, as well as participating in some of the events and programs that the Dallas County Conservation Board does?
Well, at least the Dallas County Conservation Board, probably the best thing for people to stay up in current issues with this is we do have a Facebook page and a web page. And as events and activities are planned, we promote those on those two social media sources. So that, and do have newsletters that we send out and email notifications. So that's probably the easiest way for people to continue to know new things or new events or any programming that we have out there. That would be a place you could go. But you can always contact our Dallas County Conservation Board headquarters, which is located at Forest Park Museum. And that number for the main office is 515-465-3577. And you can always call in and ask any questions regarding any of the activities or events we're doing. We're about ready to start to be real busy with our naturalists. Spring field trips from schools will be sending students out to our various parks, and our naturalists will be giving outdoor environmental education programming to them. So the month of April, May, and June, our naturalists are really, really busy doing lots of programming.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Conservation Director Mike Wallace. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.